What we were hoping to do was to indeed be able to demonstrate in a randomized clinical trial that early treatment would have a durable clinical benefit. And we sought to do that by demonstrating whether treatment during early infection would lower the virologic set point after treatment was discontinued. So we wanted to randomize people who were felt to be within 6 months of infection, but not acutely infected. There's a large body of evidence about acutely infected individuals. We decided to do this study with patients who were recently infected, but beyond the very acute phase. So we randomized people to either receive immediate treatment for a finite period of time, which was 36 months, and then stop treatment, or the other group was randomized to not receive immediate treatment. But either group, the group who was not treated initially, as well as the group who was treated and then stopped, any patient in either group who then developed certain criteria, which included CD4 count below 350, clinical progression, or certain virologic criteria, would be recommended to start treatment. And what we wanted to do was to look at 72 weeks into the study, if the patients who started treatment immediately and then stopped, compared to those who did not take treatment at all, we wanted to know if those who were treated early would have a lower virologic set point, which is basically their HIV viral load off treatment. We wanted to see if that would be lower in the patients who were treated, because we know that viral load is a surrogate for clinical progression. So we thought if we could demonstrate that the patients who had early treatment had a lower viral load at the end of the study, they would likely do better over the longer term. The most striking finding was that a higher proportion of patients needed to start therapy than we had anticipated. So when we designed the study, we knew that some people would need to start treatment, and by definition, those people would not have an off-treatment viral load that we could use as an endpoint for the study, because when people go on treatment, for the most part, their viral load becomes undetectable. So our endpoint had to take that into consideration. So our endpoint included the actual viral load in the people who were off treatment at study end. But for those who had to go on treatment, there was a mechanism for assigning patients who needed to start treatment a ranked viral load so that we could use them in the analysis. What happened when the DSMB reviewed our findings in 2009, so many people in the untreated arm particularly had to start treatment that the DSMB decided that we were not going to actually be able to answer our primary question of what happened to the viral load, because so many people would not have an observed viral load to use at the end of the study. So we weren't able to answer our primary question, but the finding that so many people needed to go on treatment early was of interest and a compelling finding, which kind of lends support towards the movement in general towards early treatment. Basically, for years, we've been trying to demonstrate that if you treat patients during acute or recent infection, that there's some kind of durable clinical benefit. I would not say that this study was able to demonstrate that our intervention did provide durable clinical benefit. We are not saying that because our study actually, we were not able to answer the virologic question that we wanted to answer. But it was interesting to note that so many patients needed to go on treatment, and this is information that may be of interest to clinicians and patients who are struggling with the decision of whether to initiate therapy during recent infection, because our results would suggest that if immediate therapy is not begun, progression to meeting standard criteria for initiation may occur more rapidly than expected, especially with changing treatment paradigms.